ആരെയും തോയും തന്നാലുള്ള തന്ന തെറ്റിന്റെ ചൊടിയും പോലെയും തന്നാലുള്ള ധാന്യ സിംഗത്തെ തന്റെ മൊത്തം പോലെ തേജിച്ച് മുങ്ങുന്നു തേജിങ്ങും മുഖേ
Otherwise known as Epi, okay?
This one's better.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Fabien Guyot.
Hello, my name is Dimitar Gougov.
Dimitar, Fabien, Epi, you're the three members of Violon Barbare, Barbaric Violins. Epi, introduce me to your barbaric violin from Mongolia. It's got a horse's head sculpted on the end of it.
This is an instrument called, in my language, Murunghor. Mongolian traditional instruments. Kublai Khan time, we have big orchestra with this instrument and 500 musicians. It was great history in music life in Mongolia.
So it has two strings. Just see you galloping there through the Mongolian desert.
This is a real barbaric energy inside.
What about your barbaric violin from Bulgaria?
My violin is called Gadulka. It's the same size like the usual classic violin, but not the same shape. So it's a shape like
a lyre.
Vara.
Yes, with a lovely rounded bottom.
Yes.
Like this. Yeah.
There are 14 strings, but only 3 strings for playing with the bow and with the finger, and 11 sympathetic strings, but we cannot touch it. Okay. It's only for resonance. The 3 strings.
Fabien, the percussionist of the trio.
I built my my own sets of percussion, mixing traditional elements like Arabic drums, also some Asian colors, and a lot of tricks, toys, that can follow the spirit of barbar music. Yeah. Sometimes with rock and roll energy, sometimes with totally big spaces, big steps. So
planes.
Yeah, so I'm changing the color to make the landscape different.
What is the barbaric element? Where did it come from, Dimitar?
First, because the Mongolian and the Bulgarian people was known like a barbarian people. And the second, what's about the violin? Because it's not a classical violin. When we called this band Violon Barbare, it's directly gone to something else. It sounds a little bit different.
Our music is very, very powerful because in Bulgarian rhythmic is very complicated rhythmic, and percussion from Fabian is very rock and roll, and Mongolian horse gallop is good mix. We have lots of fun. Tagugo composed many songs. He's a great composer. Fabian too, and I'm... yes or no, I don't know.
It's called Rockin' Camel. It's a composition of the group. It's a big mix between the Balkan music, very powerful rhythmic, and singing with a very different voice. So it was a big experience about Epi to sing something else, and not only the Mongolian music with the throat singing, but also melody who came from Bulgaria, from the Balkans.
We have 30% from our composition and 30% traditional songs and 30% creation. Yeah. It's wonderful. Mongolia is everything about horse. All energy is in the horse. You can,
The horse is just key to the culture.
Yeah, it's a big culture in Mongolia, horse, very important.
When we began the band,
Fabien,
we thought that we will create a music from both tradition, beginning to Balkan and to Asia, Mongolia, and then we start traveling together. And when you travel, what are you doing? You listen to music, not just your music, rock music, or you like Björk, or you like Johann Sebastian Bach. And we discovered a lot together, the two first years of the story of our band. And so we start thinking, so that's maybe what we are going to do now, is to leave tradition. They have to be there, but we're going to open this big window. Now it makes a big space of exciting experiences.
Epi, you do this throat singing.
Welcome in barbarian music, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just a throat singer, one of the 1,000 throat singers from Mongolia. Yeah, we have many, many very strong, powerful singers in Mongolia. When we use throat singing in our music, but we use also diphonic. Sometimes we use three voices same time, we sing together.
Fabien Dimitar, you're learning to throat sing?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together, so we can just approve our singing. Yes, we try to sing. We have a great, great, great master. Dandalwan Chicken Chalgo.
It doesn't damage your voice?
Yes. Yes, at the beginning I thought it won't be possible for me to, because it's really burning. You really need to be patient to get this singing. We are still learning, waiting that it comes, but we must take our time. Yeah,
you've got to go at a trot.
Saturday Yurt Fever. It's a composition from us.
Instead of Saturday Night Fever, we have Saturday Yurt Fever. Yeah. This is a tribute to Epi. I can sense that.
The meaning of song is very important, because song about we must love our Mother Earth. This is our spirit. Don't kill the woods and mountains. We want our world stay like natural.
Did you grow up in a yurt, Epi?
Nomadic life is very different, because it's a very natural life. You have they produce zero plastic. Huh? Everything is bio. When you live in yurt, they have so many different sounds you can listen from yurt to outside. It's totally different life than house.
Did you go to music school?
I was until 12 in the countryside, and up 12 I go to capital city Ulaanbaatar, the best music school. I studied 7 years, horsehead violin, yeah. Best master from the Mongolia. It was a wonderful experience for me.
And living outside of Mongolia, living as you do now in Germany, do you manage to stay connected to the traditional roots of your music?
I learned many from my child time, many traditional songs. Now I think play my traditional song. This is my soul. This Mongolian music is very pentatonic music, no chords, without a rhythmical part, and very free music. We have 3 different songs to sing: long song, middle long song, and normal songs. So if you sing long song, it's very exciting. From earth to sky, your soul feel free. Give me so silence. It's a nice thing.
Long live the long songs, I think, basically. No? Thank you so much for talking to us, Dimitar, Fabien, and Epi from Violon Barbare.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.